Mitchell.
You're high on the sandwich.
Mitchell.
Heart's pounding.
Mitchell.
Veins clogging.
Mitchell.
That was short.
I know it was short. I told you.
Short as a son of a bitch.
And scene.
Play it again.
Fuck, I just
Mitchell.
Closed it.
No, don't worry about it.
No, leave it.
Mitchell. Eye on your mama. Okay, so this is episode something of, if you don't count the lost episode.
Is this three or is
episode
this like,
32?
This is technically episode three if you don't count the lost episode, which no one will ever hear and we will never speak of again. And there's a lunch cast that I haven't uploaded yet, so that might be three. This might be four.
We have another
lunch cast.
I'm so afraid
of the lunch cast.
You
were
sick
Friday.
Oh, you missed it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We went to
yeah.
Josh's birthday because you
yeah.
were throwing
we were
up
all,
your guts.
We were all at
yeah.
movies, and
true.
Oh, I had to shit. Tell embarrassing stories.
Jin was the star of that.
Well, oh, this is going to be great then.
It's
because
it's
I, even
terrible.
I haven't heard it.
Look, yeah.
I'll be
gonna,
like one of the fans.
I'm going to preface this for anyone that, like, assuming I ever edit and upload that.
Don't.
I swear to God I am.
Don't.
Is if anyone doesn't know Jin, and no one does, she's fantastic. She can't go 30 seconds without screaming something vaginal at the top of her lungs in a crowded public place.
I think it was because she was listening to the podcast a while back and she was jealous.
Maybe.
Because we stole the spotlight
but
of
she,
life away from her.
But she does that.
Hi, Jin.
She does that at a party. Or so, you know,
I love you.
You're like,
we all
you're
love
like,
you, Jin.
I love you, Jin.
You're like, yeah, no, this is all said with love. This
Don't
is with
hate
the,
me.
This is actually with admiration.
Because yeah.
we'll be like, Jin, we're at the old folks' home. We're going to see my grandma. She's dying. It's just be quiet. And she's like, okay, I suppose a clitoris. You're like, what? Well, the old people don't want to hear that. Okay, I understand. I'll try and labia. You're like, yeah, okay. Well, back to the home with you.
Oh man.
Anyway, yeah, so it was Josh's birthday.
And all we did was
Friday?
Talk about scissoring. It was
scissoring and how to touch yourself.
Well, this went down at Luby's, right?
It was at Luby's?
Yes, we were very loud. We had a lot of people get up and leave, actually.
Actually, we're, people
I was
were
very proud.
I swear to God, a woman behind us stood up, grabbed her table, and drug it back like 5 feet, and then sat back down. And then Jen turning around, looking at her like, I think that lady's responding. That lady's looking at us. That lady's listening to me. She's listening to you scream right now. She's running away in terror. And Josh had a kilt on. If there's anywhere in the country...
Yes.
You wear the kilt?
Yes, I did wear my Utah kilt.
If there's anywhere in the country that doesn't have a Luby's... Luby's is your standard diner for old people. And I don't know why we go there.
It's because I fucking love it.
I don't know why Josh loves it. It's sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. It's hit or miss. But it's cafeteria style. And... whatever, but we're typically the youngest people by 40 or 50 years, at least.
Outside of the illegal immigrants that are working there.
That's true. And people are propped up, like, on their walkers, eating runny green beans and grits and shit. So that's where we go for Josh's birthday. And he goes in with a kilt. He's wearing black shirt, black kilt, and, like, army boots or something. And as soon as we walk in, like, three conservative grandmas are like, we have to go. Take me out the back exit now. There's a young man in a kilt. He's in a dress. And then we coined a new phrase, too. Oh, my God. We coined the best phrase ever. I hope no one's ever thought of this. There was an old lady.
Yeah.
There,
oh,
was
no.
there was an old lady... whose face was falling off of her bones. Like, it was literally hanging.
It was so fucking gross.
A ligament.
Oh, my God.
And she looked like they had, like, you know how, like, you can, like, stab a beer and, like, chug it, like, stab it with a pen? It looks like they had done that with spray paint and then, like, shoved it in her face. And that was her makeup. And Josh goes, I go, wow, it's like an old tranny, like a tranny train wreck. And Josh goes, like a light beams down from the sky and he looks up and he's like arms in cross position and he goes, a tran wreck.
Oh, see, Luby's is good for something. This segment brought to you by Luby's.
By Luby's? By Chopsteak.
The 35 locations in the DFW area.
Don't forget the pecan pie.
The Luann platter and pecan pie, $7.99 on Wednesdays. Yeah, I had, in honor of Josh, I had the chop steak, which is essentially a burger minus all the ingredients.
Dude, that's the... Actually, I saw that picture of when Josh was living up north, and you, I, and Cynthia went, and we're, like, all pimping out the Lubies and whatnot just to make Josh cry.
I don't remember that.
I got it somewhere.
Conscious?
You were such a bastard.
It was prior to eating, so...
Oh, I don't know. I had lima beans too. And what's wrong with me?
Why did you do that?
They're like, baby, do you want the corn or do you want the green beans or the okra? And I was like, give me the worst thing you have. Give me the lima beans because I'm stupid. And she gives them to me and I got what I deserved. Each one of them was like a mushy fart.
Why did you eat the second one?
I don't know.
The look on your face after you ate the first one.
You'll hear this. You'll hear this if I ever upload this Lunchcast. You'll hear me go, I'm like, so anyway, I'm telling a story, and I'm blah, 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 blah. Oh, what? Oh, and everyone's like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And I'm like, I just ate a fart. Like
this. It exploded in my mouth.
It's like that gum that burst with juice, but it bursted with a fart, and it was like a mushy fart. It was so bad. And then I was like, wait, maybe I was wrong. And I eat another one? Oh, it's like eating two farts. Man. Man, oh, man. 6 minutes and 30 seconds in. We're doing good. We got farts. Cross that off your Hijinks and Soup bingo. Hey, I should probably introduce the show. This is the Hijinks and Soup podcast. The standard crew in the studio today. Myself, Joel. Across from me, Eli.
Hello.
He's a Mexican.
Yes.
And next to him... Ever so next to him, so close, almost touching, but lips parted, slightly moist. Josh.
Yeah, that's me.
And
hey, we can hear Josh this week
for the first time, which is unfortunate.
Welcome to the podcast.
They gave me a mic that doesn't suck, asshole.
But nobody knows that it's been a consistent problem because of the lost podcast.
I will just edit that out.
The missing podcast.
I'm actually looking at the Luby's menu.
I'm
going
to mention
that
quickly. We did a podcast, 2 weeks ago? Everyone shows up and we're like, man, that first
podcast.
No,
it was last weekend.
That was last weekend.
It was last weekend, whatever. Like, man, that first podcast was great. Oh, we're so high. It's so great. Great
Check
experience.
Out my big cock.
Everybody loves my giant podcast dick and my balls are huge.
Yeah.
And
last weekend was a complete failure.
And then we sit down, it's like, crickets, crickets, crickets.
It's like trying to introduce a new sport to the Special Olympics. Like, I don't know, like, what is it, javelin throw or something?
Bond darts or what?
Javelin throw or the other one where they have the little, like, discus thing that they get to throw or hammer?
The discus.
Oh, okay, well, there
what
you go.
It's called.
Or the pole vaulting, you know?
7 minutes and 58 seconds in, we've made fun of retarded people. Yeah, anyway, so we did a whole podcast, and it was like an hour and a half of us going, God. Oh, God. Somebody be funny. Oh, I got a bit. Maybe there's this guy. Oh, no, that's not good. Let's look at the internet and laugh. That was it.
That was pretty much it. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So anyway, what were you going to play? You had some agendas. What were you going to play for us?
Oh, here's an audio clip that I found. It's a YouTube of the week.
YouTube. Wait, there's a song for that, right? YouTube of the week. No, there's not.
I'm just going to
need like a black choir.
Oh, whoa,
guys here.
Go get the door.
Bring him in here.
Yes.
Live pizza.
The pizza's here.
Shit.
Plus, I'm hungry for pizza.
Plus, I have a craving for shit.
You get that motherfucking pizza in here. No. What are you doing? Oh, okay. You get that pizza in here. Sorry about that. No, I've already paid.
Oh, this is already done. I'm going to go ahead and just end the podcast right now.
Right there.
Oh no.
Pizza explosion.
Actually, the pizza's guy is here. Do we not want to interview the pizza guy?
He's here. I don't know if they're allowed to consent to that.
Since when did you ever care about consent?
3, 10.
There we go.
It's a pending legal thing.
What's your name, sir? Keith, the pizza guy. We appreciate it. We're glad to have you here on the internet today.
Good. No, we're
the entire internet's listening right now. Make sure you close that door. Thank you, Keith. Pizza.
Oh man, I wanted to interview him.
Isn't it weird that his last name was Pizza?
Keith Pizza.
Keith Pizza.
That's very Texas.
He's looking for career opportunities, and they're like, "Dude, it's
your name.
Your name
Keith.
Says it all." He's like, "But I want to be a scientist," and they're like, "Your name's Keith Pizza. You need to deliver pizza for the rest of your life."
Damn it! I was really wanting to interview him so we could just.
He looked very nervous. What is this?
Hey, pizza guy. What's up? I'm here to deliver some sausage. It's pepperoni.
He looks very unnerved by our situation.
Anybody want some hot peppers?
So should I bring out the extra cheese?
Oh, now we're really getting into it.
With merengue pizza?
Who wants crazy breadsticks?
Pizza!
Babaloo!
Wait, did you just say crazy bread sticks?
All right, you've lost your music privileges again.
We should have ordered Little Caesars.
We already have three pizzas sitting right
actually
here.
Yeah, you're done. Crazy bread, though.
We're going to pause this in a minute and get the pizza and then come back and pick
it up. Let's be unprofessional and eat on the air.
Well, we're going to do that. We need to go get plates and stuff, too.
You can go get whatever. Plates.
So. Okay, anyway. So here's the audio.
All right, here's the audio we were talking about earlier. I don't remember what this is.
It's a spelling bee.
A spelling bee?
Negus. Negus. What is the language of origin?
Ethiopian to Amharic.
What is the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia.
Is this real?
Yeah, this is real.
Negus.
Negus. Could you use it in a sentence?
The Negus ruled Ethiopia until the coup of 1974.
Hijinks ensue. Would like to note for the record that this is coming off of YouTube and not our mouths.
Negus.
Oh, dude, the kid's face is priceless.
Yeah,
he's like, so scared.
How can I say? How can I not get in trouble?
Yeah, this is so tense. Like all the other children, there's like a dude shooting him like with a camera right in front, and he's just like, oh god.
Could you repeat the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia, Negus.
Use it in a sentence, please. What's up, my Negus?
Oh, man. This is fantastic. This is, like, the most tense I've ever seen this kid will ever get.
Negus.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the
bleeding
judges?
Bleeding out of his ass right now.
One more time.
Negus.
They made him say it.
Negus. Now say it with more inflection. Can you put this gold chain around your neck, Andrew?
Here
and say it again.
Here comes the answer.
Negus.
He's got a big smile on his face.
N-E-G-U-S, Negus.
Oh, Andrew.
Okay, you really have to see like the look on his face. His eyes get like huge, like, oh, God, I've been saved.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes. That is...
Again, when in doubt, sound it out.
That's terrible.
Yeah, when in doubt, sound it out.
That's
five times five is 25.
This is the that's the new catchphrase for the show.
Is the R silent? Right. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Dude, that kid is so tense the whole time.
Oh.
He's like, and then they make him say it. Please say it loudly into the mic.
They're like, he's like, can you use it in a sentence?
Michael Richards does not like the Negus.
That does not narrow it down for me.
Wow.
Using a different sentence.
That was so awkward.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That poor boy. Oh, racism. What are you doing here? What was the other thing you had from before you go the video that you had. So I think everybody knows if you've been reading the internet that it's finally over. People are getting back to work. The debates have been settled. That's right. The ban on sex toys in Texas is over.
Oh, we don't have to call them cake toppers anymore?
They're not cake toppers anymore.
We can call them dildos.
As of this weekend.
How did I not know about this?
How are you not holding two shopping bags full of dildos?
I'm not illegal anymore.
One dildo, please.
Yeah, so you could actually... I'd like a novelty cake topper. No, it's cool now, man.
I can save my dignity and ask like for a chocolate dildo by name.
Yeah. I'd like the chocolate thunder cake topper, please.
I'd like the purple porpoise.
The dolphin menagerie.
Novelty item for pleasure.
It's
dildos, baby. Just say it out loud. Dildos.
Dildo Baggins.
Dildo Baggins.
So they, what are you doing?
What are you doing here? I'm here to buy a dildo. The pleasure sound.
Well, that was like,
Mr. Frodo, get the purple one. I'll always be with you, Mr. Frodo. I'll never let you go.
We'll get everything a whole, I do.
We'll go back to the Shire.
Do it for
we don't have to be ashamed anymore, Mr. Frodo. Buy dildos.
Yes, you do.
They, like, every dildo shop has, like, a giant banner that says, it's dildos now!
And there's, like, a tree next to it
We're
holding
so
dildos.
So proud! Dildo Baggins. I'm the first guy to ever say that, by
the
way.
You should copyright that right now.
J.R.R. Tolkien writes the novel, and he shows it to his friend. What was this, like, 1920 or something like that? And he's like, so I wrote this novel about these small people and their adventures. And the guy's like, let me peruse this, J.R.R. He's like, page one, dildo. What? Nothing. That's awesome. It's very literary. It's great. Dildo. Dildo Baggins.
Wait, while they're in the trench, while they're in the trenches of World War One, they're passing this around. Well, it was like the time that I went to the gas pipe in Dallas to go buy a hacky sack.
Oh, I was going to say, for what? Not anything illegal.
No. Oh,
tobacco use only.
Yeah, it's for
the dildo
use.
Is for tobacco use only.
No. Places like that.
Think about it. Come on.
Hey, do you guys have like a giant dick I can smoke weed out of? No, we don't sell any of that. Oh, God. Now, we do have these novelty birthday cake toppers that you can smoke tobacco out of, but God damn. Settle down.
That's what those places sell.
Do you guys have like a, it's like a whale, but it's like got a giant dick, and then you put weed in the dick and you smoke it out his ass. We don't sell anything like that. Oh.
But we do sell this.
Yeah, but we've got this whale with a novelty birthday cake topper on it. It's a narwhal.
Narwhal.
It's a narwhal. That's a horn. It's a curved, roundish, bent horn to the left.
Like the Desi Glipsy version.
Desi Gillespie?
Like, yeah.
Desi Glipsy. The Gypsy Gazoozy?
I'm getting over the sick, okay?
Leave
me alone.
We do have a porpoise with a narwhal horn that you can smoke legal tobacco if you're assuming you're 18. Otherwise, no, we have nothing.
No, I went there to go get a hacky sack, mm-hmm. but that's the kind of place that sells...
Full of tobacco.
They sell everything that's
borderline.
Was
that the time I went down there with you?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm getting out this pizza while you're telling this story.
Go for it.
It was you, me, and Alex?
Yeah, it was the three of us, and I wanted to get a hacky sack, like a good one made out of hemp. So yes. Go to the
made
the,
out of legal, perfectly normal hemp.
Yeah, Indians. And so we go there, and I'm like, I get my hacky sack, but I'm walking around the rest of the store to check out the pipes and whatever else they sell. But they sell dildos in the back, mm-hmm. and they had like the most badass named cake toppers, where it was like, It was like the Space Odyssey, the Dolphin.
The Dolphin's not a very good name.
No, I know, but I think it did make the sound.
Oh, that's not for you. That's right.
When it was inserted. It's like the Dolphin's like, please,
save me.
Call the police.
What's that, Flipper?
Can't breathe.
You've been under for too long?
But yeah, so they had like all these things.
Flipper's not moving anymore.
Oh, poor Flipper.
Why is he turning colors? He's purple. Now he's more marketable because purple's popular for those.
Oh, which
toppers.
Yeah, they had the
wave your dildos high because they're legal now. doing anything with them is not legal.
Wait, are you being serious?
I'm being 100%.
No, sodomy is legal in Texas, though. You can do that shit.
Do you have a card? Can you? Are you registered? Can you show me?
That was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. There was like a fucking parade and everything.
There was like a sodomy parade?
It was the same weekend that they finished out Central Expressway, so they just combined it all together. Right. Central's finished and sodomy's legal.
All the cops are on megaphones, up and they're like, no, it's legal in your home. It's not legal in the freeway. Shut up, cops. Watch us love.
Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah. So anyway, buy all the dildos you want, call them dildos, and love them because they're legal.
Your dildo rods. I'd like one dildo rod, please.
Dildo rod? You know, of all people in the world to say this, and you guys, you might not even know this, I worked in a head shop when I was like 19 here.
I did not know that.
Yeah. No, I did not
and
know
I,
that.
And I get this.
But you had the long hair, so it doesn't surprise
I did,
me.
But get this. This is how naive I was. I didn't know it was a head shop.
Wait, how does that happen?
There was a place
that's
here in
so,
Dallas.
That's so like Arrested Development. Working
it is.
At like.
Oh, it is.
That's like hot ham water. Like, what the fuck? It is.
There's a place in Dallas called. And.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know if it's still there. So I go down there one day, and I bought my then girlfriend, now wife, a necklace. And I was like, oh, this place is kind of cool. They've got, you know, hippie clothes and jewelry and a big curtain in the back that you can't go in. And anyway, it's pretty cool. I kind of like this place. And so I'm like, hey, can I have a job here? Because I was jobless all the time. And like, oh, we don't really need anybody. Actually, it was more like, we don't really need anybody right now, and it's cool. And I was like, well, I'm out of work. Hey, you know what I can do? And I don't know where I got this idea. I pulled this out of my ass. I do henna tattoos. And they're like, really? And I'm like, no, yes, I do. That seems like the kind of thing your patrons would appreciate. And they're like, oh, dude.
What are patrons?
Oh, appreciate.
All right, man.
It's awesome. So they have me come up there like 3-4 days a week and do henna tattoos. And I was like researching online how to do them. And I'm like, fuck, what did I get myself into?
What, did you just draw dicks on people's arms?
Dude, I faked dicks. I faked it so hardcore. And so I'm there for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, they keep bringing people in this back room. What's going on?
Like little Russian girls and
they bring in, no, they're not trading. It's not the flesh trade. They so this girl comes in and she's like,
open five.
This girl comes in and she's like, it's my 18th birthday, woo! And I'm like, cool. Why are you here? And she's like, what? I'm like, oh, I guess you want to talk to the guy. I think it was Tim. I'm like, Tim, this chick's here. It's her birthday. He's like, oh, come with me. And they go in the back and I'm like, is this code? Like, what are they talking about? She comes out, 18, little girl. She comes out wearing a gas mask with a bong on the end. Instead of, like, a respirator.
I haven't seen one of those in so long.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Where am I? What have I done? And so I figured it out.
Did you go to church, like, right afterwards?
Yeah.
And I prayed. Confess. And...
I prayed. I pissed myself, and then I prayed. No. And so I stayed for a while, but it turns out, like, I hadn't actually sold any henna tattoos in like the month I was there. I was like done like 4 of them, and so I was like, I can't really do this any longer. And the one thing they really don't like there is this little kid who's like 14.
Narcs.
Walks in, this little 14-year-old kid goes, hey, you guys know where I can buy any weed? they picked that kid up and literally threw him out of the store. Like, he landed 10 or 12 feet away from the front door. And I was like, this is an unsavory place. I've got to go.
I just can't picture Joel, like, working
it
at
it. It was a mistake.
Shop.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You didn't know Joel back then. No, I know, but, like, picturing it is actually the easiest part.
Yeah, I looked
you
the
looked
part.
The part.
I had an Abe Lincoln beard and hair down to my shoulders. I mean, I looked the part. Yeah. I didn't know why. I didn't know what I was doing, but I could pass. That's probably why they had me come in. They looked at me and they're like, you pass. You're obviously not a narc. I was like 21 Trump Street. Like, they had no idea. I was undercover. All right. So that's that. So what, you had a video about Texas Pride?
What?
Eli, your what? Texas Pride video?
Texas Pride video? You talking about...
The FW Pride?
Fort Worth Pride?
Yeah.
I'm totally throwing this out to Fort Worth. Because I...
Throwing this out to the I F-dub.
I don't take any credit for any of this.
Are y'all ready? Yeah! Hey, can I hear y'all in the back? Are y'all ready out there?
This is a band called what?
Complete.
Complete from Fort Worth, Texas.
Right. You say no? Well, how about
they're
this?
The,
We're going to take you on a little trip to
Band of the Week.
Boogie Boogie Land.
Boogie Boogie Land. Band of the Week. Like we're breaking new artists.
Yeah.
And now,
like, direct from Hijinks and Sue.
Hey, Sparky. Hey, Sparky.
I don't think this guy's bass is in tune.
Hey, man, you want to do us
it's the
band
opposite
and
of
all
tune.
These people here a favor and take us on a trip?
If you want
to
look, I guess we'll put a link on this
yeah.
on there.
Yeah,
but
sure,
Boogie Boogie Land.
Let's go.
I'm really confused.
When does he get to it?
Boogie Boogie. When? Boogie Boogie Land. Where you going to go? They didn't hear you in the back. Boogie Boogie Land. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Man, you either have to be really, really drunk, or...
Turn that off so hard that it's off immediately.
Why are you still playing that? That is the worst shit I have
Make
ever
that go
heard.
Away.
Boogie Boogie Land!
We gotta go to Boogie Boogie Land.
That guy, if anybody watches that video, that guy's got like a mullet perm. He's got like...
Oh, and the Cat in the Hat?
Yeah,
the bass player.
You know that they're sitting around going like, we really got, guys, we got to do something to set ourselves apart from this competitive music scene here in Fort Worth. And the bass player's like, I got a Cat in the Hat hat from Hot Topic. Like, yes! That will accent our personas so perfectly.
Belongs to one of my four daughters. I don't remember the name. I call the number four.
Yeah, four-ish.
Hand me a course. Oh, that reminds me.
Give me a course. Get one for yourself while you're at it.
That reminds me on Wednesday when we went to Luby's, because I think that's what got me sick. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah, not surprised.
I had Luby's twice this week. It was fantastic.
And it made me sick. So much so I couldn't go to work.
Nobody cares.
But on our way back, Josh, myself, and Jeremy are driving back. And, you know, we're just talking about, like, blah, 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 and work, and we can make work more efficient, you know, shaders, and blah, blah, blah. And I look
this
over
is
to
the video game industry you're talking about.
Right. Pew, pew, pew. We had the, yeah. We're talking about tying up graphics. And I look over to my right, and there's this dude in a PT Cruiser, all dressed up, all professional pro.
It
like,
was this old dude, like college professor
yeah,
style.
He,
like white beard, and like looked
very, very white beard.
But like very well trimmed, like looked totally respectable.
And he had like the jacket, the tweed jacket or whatever.
Sure.
And I look over, and he's fucking downing a Coors, like, right next to us. And I, like, look over, and I'm like, whoa! Like, and I tell Josh, I'm like, dude, that guy right next to us is drinking a Coors. And then, like, we pull ahead of him, and I'm like, dude, you need to slow down. Seriously, slow it down. So we finally catch up, and he's like, no, he was probably, oh, shit, he's drinking a Coors! And I'm like, all I'm thinking is this guy's going to some... About to go give a seminar, you know, about...
I'm going to teach these children about quantum dynamics. I'm going to be lit.
But first, I need a cool.
If they're not going to enjoy it, I certainly am.
No, because I didn't
Drink
see the guy...
the mountain of Coors.
Why are so many of these lights red?
I didn't see the guy at first, and I thought maybe we should call 911 and say that, you know, some dude is drinking...
But then you were so impressed.
Well, no. But when I slowed down, I saw him. It was a white dude. I figured it was a Mexican.
Right.
But it was a white dude, and I can't.
So I've got a thing
about
it.
We have to look out for each other.
I used to work in Irving at a landscape company. You know what?
That last segment was brought to you by Coors.
Coors and Luby's. Your one-stop breakfast.
36 locations.
Your one-stop breakfast hotspot.
DFW-wide.
Coors. I think over the course of these podcasts, people are going to start to realize that I've had 100 jobs, and none of them make any sense. And one time I worked at a landscape company. Same thing. I was like, hey, you guys are looking for an administrative assistant.
Were you doing henna tattoos there, too?
Yeah. Look, I do henna tattoos. And they were
I'm looking at your resume here.
It says you do henna tattoos. My resume,
sweet.
Dude. Okay, if
you know
I can find a copy of my resume.
Did you henna tattoo your resume on someone?
Listen, if I could find a copy of my resume from that time, it's comedy. It's like a stirred tea with an oar and... I worked at a music company where I didn't get paid, and I didn't get paid for henna tattoos, and can I have a job? And they kept giving me jobs. I don't know why. So they give me a job as an accountant. They're like, you know, you're,
wow.
Like, you're, hey, and this shows you how good the boss is. He's like, hey, you're 18 and no experience, no school. Can you be an accountant? Yes. You're hired. It's like,
dude, that is just like the time that Eli lost $10,000 at a bank once. The bank to I'm not going to name the bank that I worked at. True story. This is a
true
story.
Oh, you worked there and lost $10,000.
Well, yes. The story goes, when I was going to art school, I was working. Well, when I moved here to Dallas, this has been about 11 years now, I was transferred from Cinemark to Cinemark McKinney. As a
like, you get a packet of transfer information. Yeah. You're like, Eli, look, this is very important. We're staffing up a new location. You're our best man. We want you to scrape vomit off the floors of Cinemark McKinney. Yep. Big time. This is big time, buddy. Cinemark McKinney, Texas.
They actually wanted to send me to the one in Mexico City.
Mm.
And I was like, no.
They don't show movies there. It is a cage, and they put chickens in it. And people are throwing money around, and we don't know
and then
what
they
it's
just
about.
Flashlights just kind of go on. They're like, watch the movie picture.
There are no movies. It's cockfights.
But so I moved up here. Then I transferred to the Sony Theater that's been so hardly named shitty place.
Okay.
Down there at
The Lowe's.
Yeah, they actually shut that down.
Is it gone now?
Yeah, it's gone.
Nice.
But I worked there, and then I needed a regular job to try to get through art school, so I went to go apply at banks, because I was like, banks,
they have money there.
That sounds good.
And then they'll give me some.
So all I had to do was take a math test, and that was easy. So I got into a bank that we will call a base bank. And
Base Manhattan Bank?
Yeah, Base Manhattan Bank of Manhattan. And so I go through 2 months of training, which you don't work in a bank. You show up to this place.
It's like a play bank.
Yeah, basically they teach
it's a little plastic
bank. They teach you everything from like what counterfeit money looks like and what to do in case you get it and how to run all the shit, you know, the paperwork and whatever. And you have to learn about like all these old bonds from people that are dying. Because these old people show up all the time. But anyway, so I do like 2 months of this training. And you get paid for it, and it's fantastic. And then they sent me to my location, which was at Ballybue. Ballybue, like, Lane.
This only matters for people that live right here.
Right.
You're not really giving away anything.
And the president, LBJ.
Sure.
So I'm at this location, and I'm there for about 3 weeks, and 3 weeks in, I make a mistake.
So Chase Manhattan Bank at LBJ and Valley View.
Right.
In Dallas.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
I somehow fouled up some paperwork, and I show up the next day, and my register and everything is locked. And they're like, so...
There's crime tape around?
We're gonna need you to go work at the customer service area today.
They didn't even like interrogate you and
no, well, no, they. I was like, why? And they were like, there seems to be a paperwork
discrepancy,
paperwork/money missing issue. And I was like, oh shit! Like, I'm gonna get written up because like, and now, granted, all my years of working from when I'm 16 to up to this point, which is about 22, I've never been reprimanded.
You were still stupid at 22.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Never been reprimanded, anything like that. And they're like, okay, so they bring me to the office and they're like, so you're missing like $10,000 from your
And you go, it's $10,049.62.
Yeah, 10,000 and a quarter. Actually, I found a buffalo nickel and took a couple of those.
I took that too.
But yeah, and they were like, so do you have anything to say? And I'm like, no. And
then
they're
like,
you're fired. Like, that was it. Like it was... I left, and that was it. Like, that job was over. Like,
how long were you there?
I trained for 2 months, and I was at that location for like 3 weeks.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's fantastic.
It
was the best job ever.
I have you beat on that. I have worked somewhere for a day, and I can't remember where it was. That's how bad it was.
I have a day job also, but I mean, it was just because I
No, had that's it. Day labor. That's different.
Well, yeah, there's that. Yeah, I worked at RPS for like a day and was like, this is bullshit.
And then just left. I met a hippie at a concert. We were seeing the band Cake in Houston when I was like 16 or 17. They were dick faces, by the way. We met those guys. They were absolute a-holes. They were terrible.
That makes me kind of sad.
Yeah, the show was good, but they were just dicks. And anyway, short story. We got backstage by writing the name of the radio station on our asses. And the station was called The Buzz. And they had a contest, and they were like, show us your buzz. Buzz. And what is that?
Cake background music.
Okay. So they, we wrote Buzz on our asses. It was me and two chicks, and the chicks were pretty hot, and I was not. And I had the U. I was the guy in the middle. But because I had a hairy man ass, it looked like a W. It was like,
what, are you serious?
It was like, buzz. So anyway, I meet this hippie there, and I'm like, he's like, you digging the band? And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. And he's like, hey, I own a company that makes tea. I was like, what?
Makes tea?
Yeah, and I'm like, that's a coincidence. I need a job. So that works out perfectly. And he gives me a card, and he goes, call me. It's called Sweet Leaf Tea. Sweet Leaf. Hang on. I know where you're going with this. Okay, so anyway. That's confusing me. So I call Sweet Leaf Tea, and I'm like, hey, I met, you know, whatever his name was. I can't remember the guy's name. I met him at a concert. He told me to call you guys. Maybe he had a job for me as like a delivery driver or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, come on down. And I'm thinking I'm going in for an interview. I'm like 16. I'm still in a T-shirt and jeans. I figure it's pretty casual. I show up, and it is not an interview. It's my first day. I'm like, hey, so my name's Joel. And they're like, cool. Come on in.
Here's
your apron. I'm like, what? No, I was going to apply for delivery driver. Oh, no, yeah, we don't need any more drivers. Put on this apron. Climb up that scaffolding. Do you see those giant boiling pots of water? I do see those. Okay, take this oar from a canoe. I want you to stab at the giant tea bags that are in those boiling pots of water. They're not so much tea bags as they're pillowcases full of tea. So do that for a long time.
And by tea, we mean hemp.
Right. And I'm like, what's your name? I've been there literally 6 minutes. Like, I found the place, and they hand me an apron and an oar. I climb the scaffolding, and I'm like, I'm so shocked I can't stop, and I'm stabbing at the tea. Which is apparently called steeping. Right. I'm steeping the tea. And they're like, all right, that's enough steeping. Turn off the heat. And I'm like, I've only been here for 8 minutes. Like, I don't know. It's that knob. The knob, the electricity is hand-wired, and there are, like, exposed wire. The whole thing is in the back of a warehouse that sells medical parts and wheelchair parts and, like, prosthetic legs. And in the very back corner, they're making tea. And I'm like, I turn off the thing, shocks the shit out of me. There's bare wires everywhere. There's water on the floor. Their production line. They built, you know those giant pesticide containers that on the back of trucks? That's what they made the tea in. I'm assuming it was new, not used. And we make this giant pot of tea. And then you have to fill each bottle sort of by hand. The guy had made this thing with six hoses that came down. And you turned a knob, and it filled six bottles, but, like, not all the way. And some of them were overflowing, and some of them were half full. So it was terrible. This is all on the first day. And so far as I know, I haven't accepted a job yet. I was there, I think, for 6 months. Every single day going, this is going to be the day that I quit. This is going to be the day that I quit. I have to tell these guys that I never wanted to do this in the first place. And it's all been a big misunderstanding. And
Did they ever pay you?
$5.15 an hour, minimum wage.
Wow.
Minimum
wait, when wage. Was this?
I was 16, I think.
Okay, so Sweet Leaf?
Now, get this. Wait, no, this is the best part. So I was there for 6 months. There was a hippie guy and a business guy. The business guy paid all the bills, and the hippie guy watched us make all the tea. There were entire
far
days.
Out, man.
Far out. Listen to this band, man.
Dude, listen to the tea.
Listen to Trey Anastasio while you make the tea.
You guys ever heard of Phish?
Yes, we had that conversation. And I'm like, I'm kind of busy ankle deep in tea. I don't care. So
Phish is awesome, man.
Hey, man. I shit you not. Hey, man, listen. We're cool here. You're making $5.15 an hour. You can have all the tea you want. And I'm like, guess what, son of a bitch? I don't ever want tea ever again. We had a freezer where we had all the good juice that they brought in to ship out, and I just drank a shitload of those. We were supposed to pay for them, but we didn't. Anyway, there'd be entire nights where all we did was put stickers on 250 milk jug-sized tea bottles. Like 6 hours, like sticker, 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 sticker. It's absolutely fucking terrible. What? What are you looking for?
I'm reading.
Oh, okay. So they, so I forget all about it. They were based in Beaumont, Texas, where I'm from, southeast shithole Texas. And later, we're at Central Market here in Dallas. And I'm like, holy fuck, it's Sweet Leaf Tea. And they're in nice bottles, and they have nice labels. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So we buy some. Like, I want to see if it's the same. And it was almost the same as, like, the baked-in tea that was, like, in my body for, like, a year. And so I go to their website, sweetleaftea.com or something like that, and read the history. It's total bullshit. It's not real at all. It vaguely mentions the warehouse in Beaumont and then retcons into, like, revisionist history, alternate parallel universe. Doesn't mention the hippie guy at all. Like, anyway.
It was like an episode from, I don't know, what, that old TV show.
The Twilight Zone?
Yeah, like, he was a Nazi, but you
imagine,
weren't really
if
there.
If you will, a tea company.
It sounds like a place where you would have turned into, like, a superhero. It's like, I fell into a vat of tea, and
now I have tea powers!
Like, what can you do? I teabag.
Steep.
Like, I turn into...
I am...
Teabagging?
Teabag!
Okay, but... The proper ending to the story, the Sweet Leaf Tea, that is the tea that we have brought into the office.
Oh, no shit.
What he's talking
Are
about is the shit that I drink every single day. Because
Are you serious?
I am completely serious.
Wait, wow. What's the name of it again?
It's Sweet Leaf.
Sweet Leaf.
Oh, yeah.
They have,
yeah,
like, peach tea and honey mint.
They have the diet shit that's made with Splenda that has, like...
It's gross.
Joel
flavor.
It.
I love so, that shit. Look,
you stepped in
listen,
that for
dude,
so long that
listen,
it's like...
Listen, dude. There were bottles in Beaumont, Texas that were Joel flavored. I'm not saying that in a gross way. I'm saying that in a way that I lost pounds sweating over that fucking tea. Okay? Listen, a pot that is 5 feet tall and 10 feet around, and I've got a fucking oar, and I'm stabbing at a tea bag for like an hour, there's a piece of me.
Can we
in
just
that
cut
tea.
That one piece of audio? I'm stabbing at a tea bag.
My soul is in that tea, as is my genetic material.
Yeah, that's great. I drink your tea every single day.
That's hot.
That's beautiful.
That is hot.
That gives me a bit of a chub.
Man, I don't think I have
a tea boner.
My well,
a tea bottle.
I only had
boner.
Let's see. I worked at Cinemark when I turned 16. Like the week I turned 16, because when you're Mexican, you do that or get pregnant.
Right, and you didn't have the option.
Right. I wasn't given the other option, so I was like, shit. So. I started working at the Cinemark that was, like, in, back home. And,
what?
Yeah. So, one of my jobs as I was 16.
Hey, working, see if Emily's out there if she wants any pizza. Okay, go ahead.
Actually, just, we can edit this out. But if you read this right here on reasons why they would be late, like, possibilities of
the
being
pizza?
Late, yeah.
Abduction?
Yeah. What the fuck?
That's weird.
Anal probe.
Wow, your pizza's late because an alien raped me. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, when I'm 16, I'm working at the Cinemark. Like the week I turned 16, I'm working at Cinemark. And one thing that they offered me, they were like, oh, you want to make some extra cash? And I was like, extra cash?
Can you drive? Can you drive a car discreetly and fast?
No, actually, I had to walk.
We stole $10,000 from this bank.
We got to go. But no, I actually...
Wait,
I would,
you're that guy!
I would walk there. I guess in this... Because I'm older slightly. And I was like, man, I really want that Discman that's like $599 with no like skip nothing.
Oh, and not even the 2 second skip protection.
No, and it had, it ran on eight like AAA batteries or AA. But so anyway, I'm working there, and they're like, "Yeah, we got a job, extra money, weekend, woo!" And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to do that." So I'm going to work a double shift, and I have to dress up as Front Row Joe.
What is like, Front Row Joe?
Front Row Joe, Cinemark.
The cat?
The cat.
Oh, no.
Their mascot. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
no.
And this was like a big deal for them back then when they were... The, Cinemark's like a local, like a
Let's
Texas...
Let's all lose our dignity.
Yeah.
Let's all lose our dignity.
Well, I'm 16. I'm like, yes, this man, here I come. Now I can listen to Pearl Jam.
I'm on the road to Pearl Jamville.
And with that Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors.
Now I can listen to that.
They only had one song. And
yeah,
was,
and that was
they
it.
They did it three times.
That dude ended up with like...
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. I got a pocket full of kryptonite.
Yeah, that dude ended up with like some sort of throat disease.
Beard
that's like,
disease?
It was like a throat disease that only like 1 in 6 billion people get, and he got it.
God did that.
Yeah. He's like, you know what I don't like?
God.
Spin Doctors.
God's like, let's see. There is famine, disease, plague. Oh, people with no... Oh,
what is this?
Oh, God. Little Miss Camber. What the fuck is that?
Hey, Dad, have you heard of this?
Oh, Jesus. God damn it. Turn off that bullshit. I'm giving that guy throat cancer.
But, Dad...
That is it. Captain Spin Doctor gets uncurable throat disease.
And you're so dead. Like, by the way,
oh,
son.
No.
Little surprise for you coming up on a Christmas.
Wow.
Or Easter or something. We'll call it Easter. Don't worry about it. It's all cool.
Don't even think about it. Go about your day. Hey, here's $20. Go to the mall.
Oh, yeah, back to the
Enjoy
story.
Enjoy it while you can.
So I'm 16, and they're telling me that, like, you want to make extra money.
Cat suit.
You got to put on this cat suit, which the body, the lower from the neck down is just a regular, like.
And you've been a furry ever since.
Right. And, oh, no, don't want to bring up that. So from the neck down, I'm wearing basically just a, like, a little suit, and it fits. It's pretty clingy. So all I'm wearing is shorts and a thin T-shirt. Because I've already lost like 22 pounds just
Wait,
by putting
are you looking
it
on. Through the eyes or through like the mouth?
You
hole?
Put you look through the mouth,
mm-hmm.
And so I put on this massive giant head, and I have to walk around and put the hands up and hey kids,
jazz hands, I'm a kid,
yeah,
with jazz
hands. I'm a kid. Welcome to Cinemark, everybody. And so like I'm walking around, but I have to have one of the girls like hold me by the arm to walk me around because your vision is like it's like night vision goggle, like it's a single like little thing you can look through. So your vision's very distracted, and you're walking around, and they have to hold me by the hand. I have to like, hey kids, and blah blah blah, and they left me alone for a couple minutes, and we're like, we gotta, oh man, the ticket line's getting real big. We gotta go over there. So you just stand here, and we'll come back for
Lick
you.
Lick your balls,
yeah,
like a cat. Lick your asshole.
So, but the thing is, though, is you can't lean your head too far forward because then the head will just come off, break the illusion that I'm not a cat. But, so I'm walking around and I'm like, oh my God, I'm starting to like faint because I'm sweating so much. I was like, I'm just going to walk towards like the break,
the light,
the little break room. And I'm walking over there. And I guess at the time, I was like, well, they're selling tickets and everything's real busy, so I should be able to just, you know, make it like straight line there. But lo and behold, since I can't look down, there's about 5 or 6 little kids in front of me. So here goes Front Row Joe. Boom! And I'm like knocking down. Yeah. Oh,
my spine!
That
I had spina bifida!
Yeah, I'm like stepping over kids in wheelchairs, you know. Like, I really got to get to the break room, kids.
With giant cat feet.
Front Row Joe's kind of getting dizzy and not feeling so good and kind of needs a...
I pissed my cat suit twice. Did they fire you from that?
No. No, I actually stayed with Cinemark for like a
Eli,
really long ass time.
You murdered 3 children in a cat suit.
Yeah.
You're fired. Oh, plus we're missing $10,000.
I didn't have many other jobs other
Wouldn't
than...
Wouldn't it be so great if every job you left, you were missing $10,000? And then they look at your taxes, and it's like, you've had 3 jobs this year, and you've reported $30,000 in income. So
that's awesome.
That adds up pretty good. I That's awful.
God, I can't wait for Stephen Ball to come into your office and be like, "You're missing $10,000."
I made a
How did I do that? Like,
I have to edit that out now. I made a similar
mistake.
You
just use a cow sound.
Meow. Meow. I'll cut that.
Meow.
It's a cow cat. I had a similar mistake. I worked at the much maligned Service Merchandise in Beaumont, Texas.
That's actually where I bought my Discman.
I'm sure it is.
Dressing up as a cat.
Probably the only place you could find a $600 Discman. Service Merchandise, for anyone that's not familiar, is a place. It's the schizophrenic store that couldn't decide what it wanted to be. The little store that couldn't. And so 50% of the store was jewelry. Like, we're a jewelry store. Come get jewelry. Also, we have everything else. And I worked in the electronics department. And I was there for probably like 6 months when I was 17. And this guy walks in. And I had already scammed this place. And I say scammed. I had creatively manipulated the system they had in place and gotten like 6 TVs. And the way that works, I didn't do anything. I shit you not, I'd done nothing wrong. I, stop laughing. Yeah, go ahead. They had a process by which things would go on clearance. And there were these tags. And the employee's job was to check every tag and see when 2 weeks had gone by. And every 2 weeks, mark it down 10%. So I brought home, like, a book of the tags. And, like, pre-filled in with, like, blue pen on the first line. And then pencil on the second line. And then different handwriting on the third line. And then a marker and then black pen. Super awesome. And then I went in there and put that shit on like all the clearance TVs. And so we got a 36-inch TV at the time was like $1,500 for our house for $130, I think. Because it was all the way down to like 10% of actual cost. So anyway.
So wait, did you not just say you swear you did nothing wrong?
No, their system was in place. They were asking for it. I mean, like, they
he was
just
working the system.
Yeah, I was just working the gaps in the man's system. So this dude walks in. I'm already like, you know, how long can I get away with this? I mean, keep manipulating the system fairly. This guy walks in and says, hey, I want the biggest TV you got. I'm like, well, it's going to be this JVC 36-inch bad boy over here. Picture-in-picture, cable, dual tuners, super awesome. Cool, take it. He never even looked at it. And I'm like, all right. And so he hands me a credit card. And I run it, and he leaves. Then the whole place goes apeshit and runs over to me, and like the managers, the store main guy, the department heads, everybody, who did you sell a TV to? I'm like, this guy. And they're like, that was a stolen credit card. Did you check his ID? And I'm like, oh, I didn't check his ID. Oh, God, I don't know. Oh, I didn't do anything. No. Like, oh, fuck brains. Oh, God, the guy, he stole a TV. Somebody run out there and see if he's still in the parking lot. And they run after him. Oh, he's gone. God, fuck. We'll never get another chance like that. The guy comes back the next day, finds me, and goes, hey, man, that TV I bought yesterday, liked it so much, I want another one. I was like, okay, just give me your credit card, and I will place the transaction will take place. Oh, I'm calling the cops. And so I take his credit card, and it's like that classic scene from every shitty movie where I'm like looking over at the guy while I'm on the phone, and I'm like, that guy that stole the TV is here, and I don't know what to do. The
he's
guy
calling from inside the house.
He's calling from inside the store.
No.
So the guy bolts. He's gone. He sees me like on the phone and just runs. He's gone. And they chase him out the store, which I don't think you're even allowed to do. Until, like, a theft is taking place or whatever. And the manager stands in front of the guy's car. And the guy's backed in. Like, there's, like, a car behind him. And the manager stands there and reads his license plate to the cops. Like, while the guy's trying to run him over. And then he, like, drives off. He steps out of the way. And the manager's like, he's taking a left on Main. And he's turning right down. He's on the freeway now. Looks like he's heading south. So anywho. I did not get fired, though, for some reason. And then this lady brings in, to the electronics department, an answering machine that she bought. Was the best scam at Service Merchandise was that we sold, we're the first place to do the warranties that everybody does now. You like Best Buy's like that. Phone's only $8, but for $16, you get a 50-year warranty on that shitty phone. So we pioneered that. It was called Service Plus. And the only way you were rated as an employee is how much Service Plus you sold. And I was the best because I lied and I didn't know it. And so I was like, yeah, when your shit breaks, bring it to us. We'll fix it here. And they're like, my God, that's a good fucking deal. Shit.
And by fix, I mean send off.
And by send off, I mean tell you where to send it off and don't ever come back here again. So I lied and they were like, Joel, you've only been here 3 months and at Christmas you had more Service Plus percentage than anyone in the store. How do you do it? Teach us. And they made me stand up and I'm like, I just offer it every time with a smile. feature function benefit.
Wow.
I just read my card and, you know, they love it. So this lady brings in that I sold her an answering machine, a tapeless answering machine when that was so the shit. And she brings it in. She's like, hey, young man, you sold me this and I bought the warranty and you told me I could bring it here. And I'd since learned the error of my ways. That was not the case at all. And this old lady, I was like, I'll fix it for her. I'll figure it out. Which she probably just doesn't know how to work it. So first,
work it, man, it, do it, man, it, faster, stronger.
So she gives me the answering machine and I plug it in and press play and it goes. I'd like to solve the puzzle. Is it I Love New York? It is. We have a new Wheel of Fortune champion. Turn off the TV. I'm turned up watching the wheel. It, and it held 45 minutes. It was 45 minutes of her watching the wheel. It's like, that your problem.
These are the same old women that die from, like, the. I left the. What happened? The gas was on.
Yeah, and my head was in the oven, and I didn't get out because it was warm. So I'm like, here's the problem. I see what you did there. The reason people can't leave messages is you filled up the tape with you watching the wheel. So let me just give this back to you because it works perfectly. Like, I could have recorded it, like, old lady can't come to the phone right now.
Because she's got her head in the oven.
And she's watching the wheel on a mini TV in the oven. So
I don't think... Josh and I both worked in movie theaters and we came to the conclusion, I think a while back, that like working at a movie theater, you have to have at least one mentally challenged person working there. I think I worked, well, back home, which was near Mexico.
That's because the job's not that hard. Well, anybody can do it. They deserve jobs.
I don't know. But they always give them, like, you're going to work the projector. And I'm like, oh, sweet Christ.
That's
like,
the hardest part.
That's, like, the hardest part of the job.
A challenged guy accosted me at Barnes & Noble yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
An employee? He was like...
No, just a book enthusiast. And I felt so bad. Because
did he actually read?
Because you pushed him out of his wheelchair?
No, I kicked him in the face. No, I was looking at the graphic novels, and I was on a little chair. And he walks up, and he kind of shoves me and goes, excuse me, move. It's like, okay. And his mom was with him, and he was like, you know, mid-30s. And I was like, oh, okay, I get you. I'm cool. And she's like, say he was on that chair. Did you tell him he can have his chair back? No. Here it is. And like he's looking through like Sandman or something. He's looking through different graphic novels. And I just left. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I hijacked your story.
Oh, no. I was just... I think Josh and I both have similar like...
Retards at the theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you worked mostly upstairs as the projectionist.
I was generally the projectionist because they were like, oh, hey, you're good at electronics. And... you know how to fix shit. So I ended up doing a lot, but I would still help like downstairs occasionally, which I dislocated my shoulder like when I slipped
in
butter.
Like, or butter flavored top.
I fell over on my side and I've separated my shoulder before, so it easily popped right back out.
Wow.
And then they were like, you better go to the ER right away. So I went to the downtown.
And they just laugh at you.
I went to the Dallas, like, ER, like, in downtown Dallas, like, hardcore Dallas, near, like, the ghetto. Mm-hmm. I walk in, and it's, like, fucking the Civil War. There's just, like,
it's like a triage.
Bodies. Yeah, there's just bodies all over and, like, little tents and
there's
shit.
There's a guy with a saw, and he's like, who's next?
Yeah. So there's, like, tents and shit and bite blood this everywhere. Stick. And then, yeah.
Bite down on this boot.
On this leather. And so I go over there and I fill out paperwork and then they're like, oh, so what happened? And I was like, I dislocated my shoulder. They're like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, because I've done it before and I can feel it. So I was very like, I was like, I can either do like the Riggs thing, you know, like Myrtle. I gotta put my, like,
I'm getting too old for this shit.
But they were like, oh, and then they were like, so are you in a lot of pain? And I'm like, I can.
No, my
I can...
shoulder's going the wrong direction, but I'm fine.
So I was like, well, it's not like that dude over there who's holding his bottom. He's holding his bottom torso. I think I'll be okay. And
there's
then
a guy in there bisected by a car, and he's the car is in
the car's actually in the. In the waiting room.
So he needs help first.
So the lady's like, oh, okay, well, if that's cool, then you can go to those double doors over there. That's the non-emergency.
That's the exit?
No, she's like, that's the non-emergency emergency room. And I'm like, what? And I was like, whatever.
You know, so self-inflicted gunshot wounds, yeah. Overdose on pills.
Well, I go in there, and there's like two dudes like in there, and they're like, hey, what's up? Like, this is like where the clean people are, like the clean white people. And I was like, oh, okay. Hey, what's up? And they were like, oh, yeah, I just, you know, sprained my ankle. And I'm like, cool.
Bungee jumping.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I'm rich.
I slipped on butter and dislocated my shoulder.
You're still in the main emergency room, and they're like, what happened to you? I was flying a helicopter, and the propeller came loose and chopped the top of my head off, and I can't see. And, oh, what happened to you? I've got a piece of rebar in my neck, and it's coming out my eye. What happened to you? Do you need help?
I slipped in butter.
Yeah, slipped on butter.
And dislocated my shoulder. I'm still
have to tell us, was it real butter? Butter flavored topping.
It was actually just popcorn covered in butter flavoring.
We have a room for that. That'll be room 3F. Butter related topping accidents.
Anyway, I derailed that. But yeah, then I've just. But yeah, I think we both had the similar conversations because we had.
There's still a retard happening here? I thought we'd somehow evolved past that.
Well, no. You can't really pass up the retards.
No, because it's one of those.
You know how many of my listeners are probably retarded?
Are you going to cut that out?
I'm going to get emails. Go ahead.
Whatever. Yeah.
This segment brought to you by the Special Olympics.
This segment brought to you by retards.
Yay.
They're retarded.
38 locations.
Okay, so retarded's
right.
Happenings at the movie theater. Go.
Oh, no, I...
Oh, okay, well, okay, you mostly worked upstairs in the projectioners.
Right.
I was mostly downstairs working the box office and stealing cash out of the door.
$10,000.
Not quite that
It'll
much.
It'll add up.
No, we did have this one semi-retarded guy working there, and he... we always had him tearing tickets and basically just being the dude in the front.
And not tickets for people, just tearing tickets.
Just tearing paper and throwing it on the floor. That was really all he could do. But he kept freaking people out. We would get complaints, like the girls would walk by and he would stare at them because he doesn't know any better.
Give me your boobies!
That's pretty close to what happened. So eventually we trained him to be a projectionist.
I'm not making fun of retards, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
So we put him upstairs as a projectionist to keep him away from people because we couldn't fire him for being
retarded. I touched the light bulb. Ow!
So some chick flick, I think it was the Drew Barrymore goes back to school and
never been kissed.
Maybe that was it. So some stupid chick flick. There's like a ton of girls in the audience.
Broken Lettuce.
And one of them comes back out. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay. I thought that was a chick flick.
So
Fried Green Tomatoes.
So these girls, a couple of girls come out of the theater like halfway through the movie. And I'm up at the box office, and I'm just, you know, waiting because it's between shows and nobody's there. And they're like, yeah, you know how the projectionist booth has, like, the two windows? One of them is for the projector, and the other one is for that little slide projector thing that you do the ads for in between? Well, there's a dude standing in that other window, and he's been standing there for the whole show, and I think he's touching himself.
And I'm like, you're very more pretty.
And so I'm like, oh, shit. And it's like a Wednesday night or something. There's
What's
like
his name? I don't say his name.
I'm not. No, we're not doing that.
Igor.
Why would I ask that?
Because you're retarded. So I go upstairs, like the upstairs, like the manager's upstairs doing like the counting money for like halfway through the night. And I go up there to the booth, and he's fucking jacking off.
Oh, my God.
And he doesn't understand that there's light behind him, so he's like this huge silhouette.
And you're like, dude, when I jack off in the booth, you get in this corner, and you lock the door.
Yeah, into the bucket.
And so...
there's a bucket that says, Josh's leavings, do not touch.
Okay, that's not funny. I had to fucking tell a retard to quit jacking off staring at the girls in the audience, okay?
That's hot.
Well, no, because we also... because I grew up in a retirement town full of old people, which is probably why I like Luby's.
I grew up in a retarded town full of retarded old people.
They would shit all over the bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can't help themselves because there was like a...
This isn't funny. Whatever. Bad now.
It's true, though.
I know.
Retarded it's old people
funny. I had to go clean
get
up
shit on ceilings. I don't understand it.
Like, there's tossing involved.
We actually had.
They did finger painting. There were like cave drawings on the wall.
We had Encino Man.
We had that incident with and it was not retards at up at the office. This was like during when we were working on the James Bond game.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. The Mad Shitter.
Yeah, when did we work on the James Bond game? Like in 99?
Okay, no, that was like 2001. I'm not kidding because you weren't there. This came up at Luby's.
The Mad Shitter.
Go ahead.
Yes, it did.
The Mad Shitter came.
Oh,
up
well,
at Luby's.
If this is on the lunch,
don't
worry about
it. It's not a lunch cast. No, it's not on the lunch cast.
3, 2, and 1.
No, we didn't talk about it on tape.
No, I was just that one time. I like went to downtown Dallas to go watch a show. Like there was a band playing, and then I was like, "Well, I'm going to come back up after the fact, which is going to be around midnight." But
I'm assuming the bathrooms will be in a normal, clean state.
Well, no, and I was like, "Well, it's not like you know, single siding of a shit." So I'm coming back to work at midnight, and the two owners that are there, Landon and Steven.
I have to go ahead.
Beep
and boop.
And
Gleep and glorp.
Oh, whatever. They don't care. But anyway, so we go there and they're like, "Where have you been?" And I'm like, I just got back. I was watching this rock band.
Let me see your ass now.
It was a good show. And they were like,
"Pull your pants down.
When did you get back?" So I just got back. And they were like, "Have you?" They kind of look at each other.
Knowingly.
Yeah. And then they're like, "He seems to be okay." And I was like, wait, seriously, what is going on? And I, for a second there, I thought I was in trouble, but it's midnight. And I was like, there's nothing I could have done. The $10,000 should have, like, showed up by now. But so they were like, "You need to go to the bathroom." And I was like, "No, actually, I don't have to go to the bathroom. I went before." They're like, "No, there was an incident in the bathroom. You should go." And I was like, okay. So I go to the bathroom, and this is when we were like, I don't know, we were what, about 18, 20 people? We're like up to like 102,000 or something now. So I don't know like everybody, but at the time, everybody knew who everybody was, and there was a lot of night owls, so we all knew who were the night owls. Going to the bathroom, and nothing at first, you know, made me think, you know,
sure,
just a bathroom. So it turns into like a horror movie where like each stall I'm opening.
Worse, progressively worse.
Yeah, and it's like, I kick the first one open and there's nothing there. I kick open the second one and there's nothing there. I kick the third one in, which is the retard stall. I just guess we're going to just stick with the retard.
Sure, man, whatever. Yeah, it's all so far downhill now.
So I kick open and the Christopher Reeve stall and holy shit. Like a shit bomb exploded, right? And
like a shit payload.
There's shit on the back wall. There's shit on the left and right wall. There's shit underneath the seat.
Are you
on
sure it
the
was
seat
shit?
Underneath the seat.
How did you confirm it was shit?
It smelled like shit.
Oh, okay, well that's good. It shits.
And
good.
So I walk in there. I'm like, oh sweet Christ! What just happened? Somebody stuck their ass in the back and just shotgun blasted like shit everywhere. And I immediately going back to bleep and bleep
and blork.
And I'm like, what the fuck happened in there? And they were like, that wasn't you. I was like, no, that wasn't me. I just got back.
They wouldn't have been so calm if they'd thought it was you. I would have been like holding a gun to you. What did you do?
No, and then one of the replies is like, would you take the camera in there? And like, I'm not going to take the camera in there. Like,
we want to do some mocap work on the shit stall, so if you could...
Man, that was horrific. And then the
I'm
only
really
way,
sad that you didn't, though. We have no like permanent
there, yeah,
evidence that
there
this
actually
ever happened.
Is no proof of that.
You're such a bad person
except
for not
people,
doing that.
Yeah, except for the people that were there. But when I'm asked about this, because it's now like lore, like Gearbox lore. I was telling Cynthia this story, and the only way I could describe it was if there was a baby made of shit, and like a wolf came into the bathroom. And like grabbed the shit baby and was like, and just like ripped the baby apart and shit just went flying everywhere. That's the only image I can like. That's the only image I can like give out that
I
would
have a headache.
That's the only way. I mean, there was shit everywhere.
Oh man! Not only baby murder at the hands of a wolf, but it's a shit baby.
Yeah, he's like goo goo. Google.
Oh man!
Yeah, that was yeah.
Since there's no saving this, and there's nothing I can do to make this not offensive to everybody in the world, we in high school.
Oh, I thought we were gonna do. We had a devil doll.
No, we're doing that. That's next. Well, maybe we'll wrap up with that. We've been going for a while here. Lots so we no, this is all gold. Not taking anything out. So in high school, we had a wrangler of sorts to manage all the challenged children. We called him the retard wrangler, and that's bad. You shouldn't. God, kids are cruel.
Like with a lasso and shit?
Yeah, I'm only speaking historically. I'm just saying this is what happened. Not condoning it.
Right.
I'm not saying this is what I think now.
It's like talking about slavery.
Yes, slavery happened. The Holocaust happened.
Underground.
And Westbrook High School had a retard wrangler. That's all there is to it. There are facts, okay? These are facts. So, he was not a nice man. And we had a sort of a courtyard area where the kids that thought they were cool would eat lunch. That's where I was, not being cool. And one day, we're eating our lunch, which was like 5 dinner rolls and 3 Cokes or whatever. And the Wrangler, fuck, man, we had a name for him, too, and I can't remember what it was. Hang on, I'm going to message somebody and ask him what his name was. Because goddamn, it was good. So the Wrangler had this is Beck.
Yeah.
Oh, he's offline.
Oh,
son of a bitch. I'll follow up on an Google on a it. I'll follow up and Google it. What did we call the retard Wrangler?
Did it have to rhyme with Wrangler?
Man, he just had the best. Anyway,
because all I've got is Spangler.
His name was like Mad Mardigan or something. I can't remember his name. But
Spangler.
It was great.
Like Egon Spangler, retard Wrangler. I don't know.
Oh, so they catch retards with like
yeah,
like
lights green. The retards. No, okay.
Don't look directly in the trap, Ray. I just looked directly in the trap.
Don't cross the tards. So we had a retard wrangler.
Cross
and
the tards.
What did you do, tard? So
someone asks you if you're a tard, you say yes.
And then a giant retard destroys the city. That's horrible.
No.
Hey, look, it's hell. Oh, he's back. What did we call the retard?
Wait, I got a gold
wrangler.
I've got a gold broom for him.
Westbrook.
That's where me and the one armed stripper are gonna
this.
Be.
You have like a deluxe suite?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's gonna find that out for me. Anyway, so this guy has got one of the retards in a like reverse half Nelson with his face against the brick wall. And no, yes. The other name with an M, maybe? God damn it. He said we called him the Overseer, but we had a different name for him. And he knows that, but we can't think of it. I think Doug made it up. Anyway. So, he's got the kid in a reverse half Nelson against the wall, face on brick. And there's 100 kids in the courtyard just staring at him. And, the guy is obviously fighting. He's struggling with the Wrangler, going, fucking God, fucking Jesus, fucking God, fucking Jesus, fucking God, fucking Jesus, fucking God, fucking Jesus, fucking God, fucking Jesus. Losing his shit. He's going insane. And here's why he's in a half Nelson. the guy's going, "You can't say that about Jesus. You can't say that about God and Jesus. Stop it. Stop it. Stop saying that about Jesus." So, like,
that's awesome.
That's just the premise. That's just the setup for this guy. Magmar. Oh, my God. It was Magmar. Yes.
What, did he hang out with the fucking the tree
No.
Frodo Baggins?
No. I don't know why Magmar. That's funny. We call the guy Magmar.
What is that
Holy
from?
Nothing. Nothing.
It's just stupid.
It's just from the retard. Listen.
It's like from a volcano?
Listen to this. Yes. Listen to this. If I told you in serious conversation. So, at high school, we had a guy that wrangled the retards. His name was Magmar. That's great. That sums up high school for me, 100%. Okay, anyway.
Magmar.
So, what did you? How was your high school experience? Retard wrangler named Magmar?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's cool. That's weird.
Okay. You had a Magmar, too?
You had a Magmar?
So we called our Steve.
So, they had to all... He made them sit at their own table during lunch, okay? When everyone else got up and left lunch, they had to clean the lunchroom. He put them to work, and they were, like, supposed to be... They were supposed to clean up after... Like, he was preparing them for the workplace or something.
He was teaching them their vocational
yes,
skills.
Yes, vocational training was cleaning up the lunchroom, all right? So they all sat at their own table, and he would come by and, like, take their food. Like, he'd be like... You enjoying those green beans? I'm gonna take those green beans. And like to punish them, you would take their rolls and like take their pizza and stuff. It was fucking weird. So there was this one guy that we called Mutton Chops. And you know on South Park when Kyle takes his hood off and he has like giant red afro?
Yeah, it's the Jufro.
Okay, well Mutton Chops had a giant red afro and giant red mutton chops that flowed into a neck beard.
Okay, yeah. I'm
that
with
covered
you.
His entire neck area. And he was kind of a giant, and like not like a friendly giant. So one day I was going to the bathroom during class, got my hall pass, and I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I open the door, and it's silent, almost too quiet. And Mutton Chops is standing in the mirror, pants around his ankles, diaper full of shit. Turns to me and looks at me like, can you help? And then he goes,
what a fucking...
I couldn't help him. I just left. I felt so bad. And I feel bad now because that's funny. There's nothing you can say that makes that not funny, but it's so sad.
And you just went to a different bathroom and took a piss
I
and went
did
back
not.
To class. You just
I
went back,
went back
to, class
to class and sat
and
down.
Swallowed
and I was
the piss.
Quiet.
You're like, I'm
yeah,
just
I absorbed it. I peed down my leg into a cup and cried for how sad humanity was. Like if I went back and sat down in Latin class. And it was like, if I live in a world where this can happen,
in a world
where there's a guy in the bathroom with a shit diaper who needs your help, can you be man enough to help him?
No. Shit can only hear shit in the depths of space.
In space, no one can hear you shit. Yeah, it was terrible. Another time, same class, our room was right by the lunchroom, and we hear like... And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And the teacher is like, what the fuck is going on? He opens the door, and instead of being like, sit down, he's like, everyone get out in the hall and see what the fuck's going on. We go out there, and, okay, it was like someone trying to wrestle Kong. Like, Magmar has got a chair, and he's like holding it in front of him for defense, and Mutton Chops is holding lunch chairs in both hands and throwing them at Magmar. They're literally, he's got superhuman retard strength and he's throwing the chairs and the guy's deflecting them with his chair. The clang, 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 clang. Get out, get out, boy.
Did he have like a whip and like he was
yes.
trying to tame a lion?
He's
like
the
Indiana
like
Jones
three,
of your...
It was like Indiana Jones meets a three ring circus with retards. And
I
we
would
stood
pay to
there
see
and
that.
Watched it. And I feel bad for that too. Though that's my confessional. That's my confession. Right. Now I'm cleansed.
Thank you, my son.
Oh, now I have to do
say
a bunch of
seven Hail Marys.
Hail retards.
Really? I thought it was like 21 push-ups.
You're gonna have to 16 crunches.
Take your shirt off. I want to watch.
You're going to have to tie that 15% this week.
Oh, that's like that priest that in Fort Worth that just...
Oh, yeah, just like last week.
Said he had AIDS.
Yeah.
Or HIV.
And they're like, we have to... this was the story.
I totally missed what you just said. Say that again.
You might need to know this. This might be news that will be relevant to your life because you've been recently molested.
A Fort Worth priest that came out and said he had HIV.
Well, No. The guy's like 75. He's in a retirement home. The diocese came out and said he had AIDS because this is how the story goes. Tonight's top story. A long-term Fort Worth priest positive for HIV and AIDS. And I'm like, that's none of our fucking business, you know? And they go, and the reason it's your business is because he raped people for like 40 years. So, if you've been raped by this priest, if you've been raped by this priest, and you think that's the extent of the damage,
think twice.
You probably got AIDS.
Was that the A Current Affair?
Yes.
Stinger?
THX. The audience. The audience has been raped by a priest.
It was that fast.
Yeah.
You even know it.
So, we're about to wrap this up now. We've been going an hour and 20 strong.
We're going to break it into two parts.
No, this is gold. This is all perfect. So, I'm not going to have to do any editing at all. Love
just
this.
Just a few beeps for names.
Hey,
name drops.
We were talking about bathrooms earlier, and I just wanted to bring up that at my office, because we also have bathroom incidents where I work, there's this guy that sneaks into our office and steals coffee. He's like an old man, and he sneaks in, and we'll just see him rummaging through our cabinets sometimes. No one knows who he is, and he'll leave with some coffee filters or something.
What?
So I'm in the stall, and our bathroom is like you walk in, there's a counter area, you go around a corner, it's a decent walk, and then you go around another corner, and then there's stalls and urinals. And I'm at one of the urinals, I'm taking a piss. The guy, the coffee guy, comes up behind me, and he's rustling papers. And I can see in the corner of my eye that he's got a magazine or some report or something up to his face with both hands, okay, firmly grasping the paper. He walks up and stands in the urinal next to me, and he's flipping through the pages. And I can see him, and I'm like, I immediately stop peeing. I've lost all pee ability. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's to leave. And he's paper, rustle. Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. I'm like, is he just going to stand here and read at the urinal? He's obviously got both hands on the paper. Pee. And I'm like, wait. That means he had his dick out around the corner. And he's been walking through the bathroom with his dick out. Holding paper. As in, like, he walks into the bathroom and goes, I'm definitely going to be reading this very important report while I take a piss. I should get my dick out now and walk around with it swinging. That was all.
Thank you for that bathroom story.
You're welcome. If you've got bathroom stories, please email them to podcast@hijinksensue.com.
No, it was mailsack.
It's not the actual email address, though.
That's M-A-L-E-S-A-C. Yeah.
We'll bring them up.
I could make that.
We'll bring them up on Mail Sack. The Mail Sack.
The Mail Sack.
Segment.
The Mail Sack, which is podcast@hijinksensue.com.
Wait. When was the last time we actually did a Mail Sack?
I don't get any mail.
Oh, nobody.
Hey, everybody
loves
out there.
No. Did you,
if you're listening to this.
Did you get anything from Allison?
No.
Well, what's her deal?
I don't know. Let me ask her right now. Hey, Allison.
Hey, where the fuck are your questions for our podcast that's over?
While I'm doing that. Well, you know what? We'll save the...
You ever noticed that, like, we had the intention of talking, like, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to talk about Lost. We're going to talk about TV. We're talking about all the cool stuff, blah, blah. We don't do any of that shit.
No.
Dude, this one time, this retard shit himself.
Right. If you look at our notes, it says, like, talk about Lost. Talk about Indiana Jones trailer. Talk about, and we're like,
well,
so
what
who's
you
got
want?
A story about a retard taking a shit? Actually, I do.
This week's Lost was actually good, though.
There were no retard shitting in that.
No, there were not.
No, it
so
wasn't.
I don't care about it.
It wasn't good.
It was like a decent normal episode. It wasn't shitty. Why are we talking about this now?
It's over.
I'm just saying.
It's over.
No, the podcast is over.
Wait,
no
let's
time
go
for
over.
Lost.
Let's go over all the geek stuff we're supposed to.
Okay,
be
real
talking
quick.
About.
So I was watching.
I watched. Wait, let me go first.
Sarah Connor
Chronicles. I watched Indiana Jones trailer
you
at the
it.
Office with my pants down, and just fucking wanking at it because I was like, I love you, Indy.
Okay, actually.
bum,
Indiana.
Bum.
If you look carefully,
Indiana.
Though,
we called the dog Indiana.
No. If you look carefully, that trailer has been edited, like in post. Like half of the CG stuff isn't actually in the film. The international version.
Shit.
They CG guns that were pointing at Indy. They use CG to point them away.
From Indy shot
only
first?
In the trailer.
Oh, what did they have like walkie talkies and stuff? Yeah.
No. If you watch the German or the international version of it, all
Greedo
the guns
totally
are pointing
shot
at
Indy.
Indy the entire time. And if you go frame by frame on the U.S. trailer, it's really bad.
Which is how Josh enjoys things.
That's what I do. That.
Eli is pants around ankles, soaking in sex sweat. And furiously masturbating.
Dude, I fucking bum, 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 and
he's, oh, Mom, I'm so happy. And Josh is like, God damn it. Frame by frame, this is the fucking worst thing I've ever frame by
I
frame.
I fucking beat off to it the first time I saw it, too. What the fuck?
You told me.
It was like the seventh or eighth time when I was before, like, dude, that guy's like hand is broken. And then I was like, oh, shit, the gun is totally wrong.
Before
fuck
Sarah
everything.
Connor premiered and right. they had used Next the original, topic. They had used the original music, Josh goes, so I downloaded the Sarah Connor pilot. I was like, oh, how was it? He goes, the Terminator music gives me a boner.
Dude, like, it totally did.
I was like, well,
and I was just like, oh, dude, fucking unzip my fly hanging out right there. I was just like, bring it.
Well, otherwise it would have been uncomfortable.
With
right?
your hands slowly.
You could have like, done some cock push-ups.
Yeah. Going down.
I was, okay, so I caught up on that.
Where's
I watched
the grease?
I watched all the Sarah Connors so far. I hate Sarah Connor. I like
yes,
Summer
I
Glau, and but the show it's watchable. So they're trying to make John out to be a tech geek because you know I don't know to like defeat the machines he has to understand.
That's
modems.
What he. That's what he did in Terminator 2.
Sure, but like a credit card freaker, like a phone hacker, and those skills are irrelevant now. Anyway,
whatever.
So they jump. This is the best fucking part. To make this series work, they jump 7 years in the future. Technology. In the last 7 years, he's changed drastically, but somehow he still knows about it.
Yeah.
So there's this guy.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. You just ruined the entire thing
right,
for me.
Right. So there's this guy that they want to stop.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. No, this is shit hole, story hole alert. Yeah. So there's this guy that they think might start Skynet because he's developing AI to play chess. And he calls it the Turk. And he has a supercomputer that he's built in his closet. So Sarah sets up a date with him, and she's like, I'm going to meet this guy, and I'm going to find out what he's got. So she opens his closet. He's like, do you want to see what I do? And he opens a closet, and he's got this computer rig in there. And it's just a rack, and there's a couple of monitors. You know, it's Matrix style. There's monitors mounted in unnecessary places.
Did she go, this is Linux. I know this.
I know this. So
that was Unix.
So
whatever. Nobody watched that.
So they, no one saw Jurassic Park.
No.
Obscure indie film.
You didn't
film.
Say the magic word.
So they, so she sees it and she's like, holy shit, computers. She goes back and tells John. And John, like, they cut to her explaining it, like, mid-sentence. And John goes, did you get any specs on it? And she's like, I don't know. What should I have looked for? Was there a fan? Some sort of cooling system? I need to know the processor power. A fan? Was there a fan, Mom? You have to tell me.
What
that's
the
not,
fuck?
That's not the best part. What was the bandwidth? Like, how much DSL were they paying for? Like, what are you talking about? Makes no sense.
Dude, he totally had Fios.
So later they bring it out, like he's made a portable version of it, and it's a NAS. It's not even a computer. He's holding
a
commercially
a
available. Fuck you. He's holding.
It's a little Linux machine.
He's holding a commercially available network attached RAID machine with like 5 hard drives in it, and it's like that's his chess supercomputer.
Is it the same one that I have?
It's close.
The one that I steal
like
all my television with.
Three models. The one that you stole that show with.
Yes, that one.
Anyway, so there's all the geek news.
Yeah, that's
I'll
it.
Probably cut that out. All that can go. Geek news of the world. Autogyros are taking flight. Telegrams just got faster.
Stop.
Telegraph operators' fingers got stronger.
Penicillin making a huge comeback.
In the 30s?
I don't know.
What?
To get rid of your clap?
They didn't have vaginas in the 30s.
Penicillin?
Oh, I thought you said Paris Hilton. Those go together.
Actually, yeah, like, never mind.
Dateline, Hitler's on the march and Paris Hilton is his number one weapon. Giving all the boys in blue the clap. Well, that's cops. The GI's got the VD.
Victory or death, boys.
And look out, boys. She's taken over and over and over and over and over and over.
Didn't think you could fit a B-17 bomber in there.
You can fly it right in. Don't even have to tilt the wings.
All right, you know, I think we should save all the other stuff. Next week is the horror fest that I'm going to.
Oh, no. Yes. So, okay, next week we're going to learn about, what's the title of the movie?
But no. That's,
no. Just
there are two horror fests.
Right, but tease the movie title that we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about next time, but it's still not for a little time period. But that movie is called Black Devil Doll.
Black Devil Doll. Not dog, mind you.
Doll. No, everybody can go look that up.
blackdevildoll.com,
and they're going to be screening that at Fear Fest, which is in March. But the one that I'm going to next week is Frightmare, and I don't think they're doing any screens there. If they are, they're probably not nearly as good as this, because this one's rated X. This one's been rated
X. That's
how
you know it's terrible nudity.
No, it's been rated
X for puppet sex
by a white jury or some shit like that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
What does
racist.
That even mean?
Wait,
what the fuck is that picture?
Yeah. Cue the outro music.
Okay, hang on.
Eli.
Oh! Oh, yes!
That sounds even better over Queen.
No. Yeah, I know. Play the other one.
Play the one that I sent you.
We're gonna have to
we'll
save
do that,
that
next time.
Yeah, we're going to have to save
we'll
that.
We'll save Dave for next time. Oh, yeah, cue the outro music.
All right.
Mitchell. All righty. Wow, hour and 30 minutes. That's intensely long. But
this went so much better than last time.
It's an hour and 30 minutes of solid liquid retard gold.
Yes.
Is that like what it's like when they shit it out?
I would like to thank the retards of America for putting up with this shit. I'm
sorry. Big shout out.
I'd like to thank Magmar, the phantom shitter. What was his name? The secret shitter?
I don't know.
The mad shitter.
Oh, the wolf and the shit baby.
And the shit baby.
Yes.
And the Lubies Corporation for sponsoring this episode.
And for all the dead people they bust out every day.
Oh,
they,
and
pizza.
Domino's.
For sending
Domino's.
Keith Pizza.
Domino's. And Keith.
Keith Pizza came
special
in.
Special appearance by Keith Pizza.
Cinemark Theaters, is that right? And Lowe's
and
Theaters.
And Front Row Joe.
Who else paid for this week?
Steve Nalandon.
No, Gleep and Glorp. Gleep, Glop, and Glorp, Gloop. And fuck it, Gearbox Software.
Yeah. We're awesome.
I love you.